On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, we are the Sinmen, and we're talking about our new album, Enter the Sinmen.
I thought you guys were very mysterious. I had no idea that one of you was from New Zealand. How did this project come about, and what can you tell me about it? Who are the Sinmen?
I'm from New Zealand, yeah. And we met in Berlin.
We met like quite some time ago. We've been playing around like in different bands, sort of in the Berlin band scene. And we've been playing together for like, I don't know, eight, nine years or something. And this project sort of just came about maybe 4 years ago. Sort of in a very like unspectacular fashion. We just began to jam here and there and didn't really have any sort of particular idea about the end results. But this is sort of how it came out.
I love this album. It's very relaxing and it reminds me of something that you could put on at home, put the vinyl on and just relax, and it just sends you off somewhere and kind of takes you away. Do you have any particular influences for this album?
This album didn't really come about like with sort of in sort of a mood board fashion as much as just sort of beginning to play and finding out what felt nice to play. And that also means that we sort of have been like, we've been in many weird corners in our music making. Like some of the MP3s we have lying around on the computer is sounding pretty radically different to this. But this seemed like a really nice vibe for us. So we sort of tried to get the sound going like this. I guess like a lot of like sort of, we listened a lot to these Ethiopian records, like it sounds really dumb to say, but like, you know, the Honky Tonk Nun, and we listen to
the Honky Tonk Nun.
That's what she's called, man.
Does anybody refer to her as the Honky Tonk Nun?
I mean, in the documentary about her.
Ah, okay, I didn't see that.
Well,
maybe the influences were not like necessarily thought about at the time, but you listen to music and then different stuff comes out, right?
Yeah.
Well, you were listening to a lot to that, the Ethiopian Honky Tonk Nun in Mahoy.
That's right. And you're listening a lot to Pharoah Sanders.
And the Killers.
Killers. Yeah. Yeah, they're good too. Yeah, but you know, I think we even though like Ben is playing drums, we sort of both like sort of slightly unintrusive sounds, you know, like being here in Germany, it's, you sort of get a lot of this like super compressed hi-fi rock with like screaming fat analog synthesizers that fills the whole sonic space, and I think we both like are more these kind of watercolor diluted lifestyle kind of people. So you know, like it's like, it's nice to be around something that is not too intrusive and has this like melody that you absolutely have to listen to all the time and have a beat that is pumping so hard. And, you know, I think that's something I like particularly. Like, you know, I do like albums like that has that vibe. It could be in many different styles of music, you know, like, but when you listen to a good country album, also like Will Oldham or something that has this very sort of leaned back feel to it, or like a jazz album that is not like super aggressive or something.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe a good influence. A good influence is music that sounds like it was just played by the people and recorded, just a recording of people playing music, and it's not all edited a lot in a computer,
yeah,
but it sounds alive.
What is the first track you want to talk about, and what's the story behind that track?
Well, I like the Stairway to Heaven, that track. Somehow, maybe because it's the least intrusive one of them all. But I also really like the way it came about, because I feel like I remember it. Just we had the studio we rented up in a part of town called Wedding, for those who know Berlin, and it was really nice, and we came up, and I think it was kind of a nice day, and had a little walk, and we just began to play, and somehow this came out so unproblematic, and the feel was really nice in this track. It's not so much about the melody, or, you know, it's more just about like the atmosphere about it, around it, and yeah, I think it sort of started. It was the first song I think that sort of started. That cemented like the sort of sound we would go for, that bit sort of like airy keyboards, some kind of funny face guitars, some weird roomy drum sounds, and we found this like Ukrainian bass that we played, the very sort of bit out of tune potato soundy thing, and yeah, I'm into this song. That's still one I like to listen to sometimes.
Thank you. I quite like the one, I quite like Magic Eye, the Magic Eye. I like that one because it has a, mainly because of the story involved with that song. And as you may or may not know, Magnus here, he is a huge fan of Lord of the Rings. And ever since he saw the trilogy, what was it like, a couple of weeks ago? Oh, no, it was like some months ago. When did you
rewatched it? Yeah. Rewatched it, yeah, of course. But actually, I saw all the three movies back to back in the cinema. When I was back then, yeah.
And ever since seeing the Lord of the Rings trilogy and falling in love with New Zealand, Magnus has had this idea of a fourth installment of Lord of the Rings. And it was one that he imagined to be called Lord of the Rings, The Magic Eye.
Yeah.
And in that story, it was starring him as a hobbit who has one eye. And, well, he has two eyes, but one is covered with an eye patch, so he looks like he has one eye. And he has a special power that if he takes off the eye patch and looks at somebody, he can take over that person and take them under his control. So it's a great power.
Gain control of summon creature, target creature.
Yeah, he can gain control of the target creature. And but he's a simple hobbit, of course. And so there are a lot of evil wizards trying to get control of him and his magic eye. And then the song that you hear is the musical representation of that world and that story.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, we can take this Flex of the World song, maybe. Actually, I think that's the last one we recorded for the album, so it has a little bit of a different sound. We sort of recorded it in a bit different fashion than the other ones. It's actually to click for those who are into like producing music. I quite like that one. Like, it's sort of like, it's a bit more fresh, and like, if there's anything not to relax to, that's maybe the one that you could sort of put on like in a little bit more party situation and try to tell people that you're having a band that is fun. But I like the melody a lot. I think the melody is quite good. Like, I think that's also like, I don't think it really shines through, but that whole like Ryuichi Sakamoto sort of like Japanese vibe is definitely became like a influence or something at that point. Not that it really sounds like it, but you know, there's some major seven chords and stuff in there that's like, you know, a little bit out of our comfort zone maybe.
So what else is good? You know, one I like is Topaz, brackets, The Days of Our Lives.
That's good, yeah.
That's a nice one. That was a rejected song for a long time. Like, I remember we recorded it. It was a little, some kind of jam at some point that we made. And then...
we made it actually here in this very house that we're sitting outside of Berlin. We're in this house in the countryside here in Lüneburger Heide, where we...
we made it upstairs here, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
And, then it kind of just ended up on a hard drive for maybe 2 years. And then at some point it came back out again, and I managed to convince I managed to convince you that it was good.
Yeah, it's often how it
over
goes.
Maybe 1 year of like every few months showing it to you again and be like, this is good. And then finally he agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's like that. I often reject it and Ben managed to bring it back to life and finish it up. So it's good we have each other. Or it's good that I have Ben, I suppose. We'll be right back. So we could talk about Bamboo Garden, maybe. So that's actually an old song. We used to have We used to have a band called Best Regards here. That's where that's the first band we really had together, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we played a song like this, is sort of a bit more like folky style with the acoustic guitars and that sort of stuff. And it was nice, but didn't really sound so interesting. And I think like we did a pretty good job making this sound kind of like exciting or something. And it's heavy in this like DX7 time when we were like playing with the DX7 and Concord drums all the time. Yeah, so that's the sound of that, I guess. Like, and we have some really, I have some really good outtakes on my phone. Ben singing, Ben singing these out-of-tune parts. That's some really convincing.
If you could hear what my voice naturally sounded like, because I had the headphones on and was just hearing the auto-tune going wild and sounding great, but the things I was doing with my voice were quite hilarious.
We also have some really good videos of you playing the flute with auto-tune. Really passion.
Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.